Thank you, Funky Pilsen.
Looks like we're going to be changing vocalists, but we're still rocking with Funky Fusion. I'm going to give a shout out to SOAR Immigration Legal Services. They're starting a free citizenship class. Study English, reading, writing, speaking, and U.S. history for the USCIS naturalization exam and interview. Learn important skills for your interview. Prepare to become a U.S. citizen. All are welcome. They're one of the many people that are out here with boots. There's a lot going on today, so please make sure you stop on by. There's some auctions going on a little bit later. And now we have Sam Thompson back on the microphone.
We back at Kansas School. I need to hear it one more time. If you're from North or Northeast Portland, make some noise. If you used to run around these streets and play in these parks, make some noise. Right, man. This is the 27th annual. That means this has been going on for 27 years. 27 years, all the way back when it was at Holy Redeemer. And here we are with another opportunity to get together, to fellowship, show community. This is beautiful, man. So make some noise for yourselves. Oh, y'all don't like yourself? Make some noise for yourself. I'm your host, Seasoning, born and raised on 22nd in Alberta. And our guy Price is on the ones and twos. We're going to play some cuts, give away some awards, and get back to the show. Price, let's go. So you don't know what let's go mean. Price, there you go. Hold on, Bryce. Hold on, bro. I ain't liking all this sitting. If y'all know me, I've been hosting this for like the last 7 years. And so we like to have a good time and get on our feet and do our thing. So, Bryce, you know what I want to hear. And once it come, I need to see people on their feet. I need to see people having a good time. What's up, man? Up on your toes, up on your feet, report. No, hold on, Price. Play the other one. Start with a W. Yeah, I need y'all to get up because I don't know. This is looking real weird. Oh, come on. Report to the dance floor. What's up, man? Just play the music, Price, they gonna get out. And keep playing it back till they bring their behinds out here. Come on. Come on. What y'all doing? Come on. Come on. You too. Yes. Come on. If you don't know it, I'll show it. Come on. We ain't enough people up here yet. Start it over, Price. Young fellas, y'all know how to do it. Get up. Come on. Come on.
All right, we are live here at Goodman Hood. Thank you for tuning in to K-Booth 90.7. I am joined currently by Emma G. Macon, local art consultant.
Yes.
All right, so what brought you out today?
Well, I've been vending for the Goodman Hood for over 20 years.
Oh, my goodness. That's amazing. So what do you have going on over at your booth?
Well, we have some jewelry over from a friend, and all jewelry is Goodman Hood price for all everything from earrings.
We almost there.
Earrings to bracelets and necklaces and everything in jewelry for $5.
Oh.
No matter what the price, $5.
Okay.
Yes.
Listen, that is a good in the hood price.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Absolutely. So it says here that you are an art consultant. How long have you been doing that?
Well, actually, I worked for a personal preference art company out of Illinois for over 25 years.
Wow.
Can you believe that?
Wow.
But I'm a former elementary teacher.
Okay.
So I did it kind of on the weekends, and I went into homes and did art. Excellent. And I loved it because I've always loved art all my life.
Portland native, I'm assuming?
Well, not really. Okay. I was born in Lawrence, Kansas, and I came to Vancouver, Washington when I was 2 years old.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so I've been here most of my life.
Okay. Well, then, yeah, you might as well say it. Yeah. That is amazing. So I recently spoke with someone, Ella Ray. She's works for the Portland Art Museum.
Oh, okay.
And we were just having a discussion about, you know, African Americans and our movement into the art world as collectives, more so.
Mm-hmm.
Are there any pieces or any local artists that you've been looking at that, you know, have kind of been catching your fancy?
Yes, but it's not local, but he was a childhood friend of my husband.
Okay.
And he's from, Columbia, South Carolina.
Okay.
And we have limited editions of his works.
All right.
Yes, and Colin Powell has one of his original, Buffalo Soldier.
What's this art's name?
J.C. Wider.
Okay.
Yes.
Excellent.
And he does all kinds of art, folk art and everything, and it's beautiful. He puts texture into his work.
Right.
And even the print shows the texture in his painting.
That's
amazing. And you get a certificate about
authenticity.
Right.
Okay. That's important. People, please understand. Don't just buy art from anywhere. Make sure you're getting a certificate of authenticity. If only, even including when you're buying it directly from the artist, correct?
Right.
Yeah, you
right.
always want that. And part of the discussion I was having the other day with regards to art, the young lady told me that there are different types of curation that happen naturally within the black community that we don't consider art. And she said if you ever sit down with, you know, any of your elders and they're showing you a photo album, it's like each one of those pages, those photos are placed in a specific way to tell a story.
Yeah.
She said that is art curation. And it blew my mind. I never even thought about it.
No, I never heard that.
Yeah. Blew my mind. So, if someone wanted to... Okay, all right. You good? Okay. So, if someone wanted to come to you for your services, what exactly would you provide as an art consultant?
First, I would find out what kind of art they're interested in, because it's not just black art. It's all kinds of art.
Right.
So once you find out what they're interested in, then you show them, you know, what kind of art. And I have, you know, some of them in booklet forms and some of them on my camera,
okay.
You know, in my cell phone.
Nice.
So I can show them some of the things. And things that I don't have, my manager that I had in Baltimore, Maryland, I can order some of the things, and she sent me some of the pictures on my cell phone so I can show them.
Oh, that's beautiful.
So to find out what they're interested in and then what size and what price range.
So it sounds like technology has definitely made not necessarily the task, but the desire to shop for art that much more easier.
Right.
That is awesome.
Right.
So if someone wanted additional information, they could go to the Sam Wells Art Gallery?
Well, that was our name. We used to have an art gallery in... where Saturday Market is, but it was inside the building there.
Okay.
And that was about 10 years ago.
Okay.
And then they gave it to government building offices, so it's no longer there. But we kept the name, and I just do vending.
Okay.
So
all
they
right.
need to call me or use my email address.
And that email is macon0808@gmail.com. Again, macon0808@gmail.com. And you will reach Emma G. Macon, and she will fulfill all of your art needs.
Yes.
It's amazing. Thank you so much for your time.
Yes, thank you for having
I'm going to make sure I hit the booth before I leave.
Okay.
I'm going to see these Good in the Hood deals.
Right. And we also are doing raffle tickets, too. So if you win the raffle, you get a $66 penny free.
Mm.
Yeah. $1 ticket or 6 for $5.
Okay, let's do it. Let's do it. I'm over there.
Okay.
Thank you so much for your time.
Well, thank you.
All right, then.
All right.
We ain't done. Come on, you come with me. Alright. You gotta listen to me, okay? So one, two, three, four, left. One, two, three, four. Now kick. Now turn this one like this. We go one, two. Oh yeah. Y'all got it. My Dayla, what's up, man?
They got a brand new dance. You gotta move your muscle. Brand new dance. It's time to keep it up. It don't matter if you're young or
There you go. Yeah. Walk it out. Let's go. 1, 2, 3. Look good. You're gonna get a little complex with it. To the right, now to the left. Okay, I need some real kick. Yeah. Hey.
No.
Let's go,
everybody,
y'all.
It's no ain't no rules. Watch them do it, pick and choose. Walk it out like red or blue. Make them bring the evening news.
Hey.
We levitate,
hey.
We shake,
hey.
When we do.
Hey.
But you get down, down, feel down, dance, down, dancing with you.
Let's go. I know y'all thighs is hurting, but we can work through this. Y'all doing good.
The party's off the chain, and I'm gonna keep it jumping. And Cupid got the shovel, get the DJ said it thumping. The girls get excited, I see they off the jam. Two stepping on the floor.
Woo! It's a party now.
Hands up high, baby, be your back low. And you gone and walk it out all over the dance floor. We gon' got them getting jiggy. VSOP's what they sipping. Cupid shuffle is the hustle, so everybody get with it.
Oh, you gotta come out. Tough jacket. That's how much you get. Okay. And it got warm. Hey. Go. Shut that, Bryce. Shut that. Cut that. Y'all did an amazing job. Put your hands together. Clap it up for yourselves. That's what we call the party right there. That's what we call the party. All right. So we're going to pass this over to our committee, our president and vice president. We have a few awards that we want to get out before we bring Mr. Norman Sylvester to the stage. So before that, we're going to present a couple awards. I'm going to hand the mic over.
All right. All right. Once again, we want to thank everybody coming out. My name is Tyler West. I am part of the entertainment team. And it's been great being part of the Good in the Hood for these 20-some years. I have a couple of awards I want to present to some great artists who actually been part of the Good in the Hood legacy, as well as our community, well-respected artists. Unfortunately, this past year, we lost both of them. First one I wanna talk about is Mr. Chata Addy. Well known, give it up. Chata Addy, very, very well known African drummer in this community. All across the state of Oregon, California, wherever, he represented not only Oregon, but his homeland. One of the best, greatest African drummers that right here, been at the Good in the Hood, been part of the Good in the Hood. So we want to give love to Chata Addy by this Music Excellence Award, presented in honor of Chata Addy in recognition of his longtime support to the Good in the Hood Festival. Also, another great musician right here from Portland, homegrown. I've been knowing this man for a long time, done a lot of events with this gentleman. Used to play at Halibut's, also used to play at the 1222 when I used to work there, but also was one of the artists that was on our stage here at the Good in the Hood actually the last couple years ago. And before that, he's been part of the Good Hood for a long time. We was able to have him come back and do something for us 2 years ago. Mr. Lloyd Allen. Mr. Uncle Lloyd Allen. That's right. And you know how Lloyd get down if you're from Portland. So once again, another Musical Excellence Award presented in honor of Lloyd Allen in recognition of his longtime support to the Good in the Hood. We want to thank Lloyd Allen and his family. If you have any of his family members up here, our Chata Addy, right here, Mr. Foxworth, thank you.
Okay. Can everybody hear me out there? All right, Mr. Copeland, can I get you to stand up front here? Okay, so this is a gentleman that just got through bringing you guys that lovely music before y'all got to shaking it up, okay? So this award, I'm Simone Carter, Vice President of Good in the Hood, and Good in the Hood is the venue to showcase our local artists as well as our non-local artists. So Funky Fusion, which has graced us with the A selection, we got a B selection coming on later on after Angela Winbush, but Carl Copeland, this award of musical excellence is for Mr. Carl Copeland in recognition for your excellence, production skills, and support of Good in the Hood Festival. Can we get a hand clap for Carl? So that's the technical piece of Carl, but let me tell you about the family piece of Carl. Carl Copeland is from Seattle, Washington. They come down every year and perform for the Good in the Hood. And he's been doing it for seven years now. So we at Good in the Hood consider Mr. Copeland part of our family. All right, so give it up for Carl Copeland. Thank you very much. All right.
And also, we want to give Carl a bottle of nice Portland. Let me show you guys. Portland wine. So thank you, Carl. We love you.
Thank you. Love you guys, too. Thank you so much.
Oh, picture, you guys. Picture.
When you cracking that wine, I'm trying to get lit. Nope, but I'll take it. Somebody lost their walkie-talkie, family. But hey, man, I liked how that vibe was going when we was up here getting our groove on. We got Mr. Norman Sylvester up here about to do his sound check, and then he's going to come do his thing. And then we're going to get into the meat of the show. But in the meantime, in between time, I need some more folks on the dance floor. Price, play that real quick.
It's electric.
Come on. I know my boo gonna come dance with me. Hey, Price, start it over. Price, he can't even look at me. Start it over.
It's electric.
Start it over. Point at it. Start it over.
It's electric.
Start it over.
It's
Thank you. All right. Okay. What are we doing? We going yet? I'm going with you. You gonna tell us how we moving with it. Okay. 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 Oh, you going all the way down. We ain't found it yet. We gonna find it. We're still looking for that red cell phone. It belongs to this young fella. You find his phone, bring it back. I know. A red phone case. If y'all find a red phone case with a phone, please bring it to me. So we can get my young fella's phone back. You can't even steal phones in 2019. That'd be a waste of time. Give it back. You just making up your own step, huh?
I'm sorry, ladies and gentlemen. I'm going to interrupt the electric slide right here real quick. This is play some catch-up. Let you guys know what's been happening. So we just had some awards given to Carl Copeland, Lloyd Allen, and Chata Atta. Very, very wonderful and active people within the community. I want to remind you guys of some other things we have coming up. July 4th through the 7th, we have the Blues Festival. So this will be my first year attending the Blues Festival. I'm sure many of our listeners have been there year after year after year. Looking forward to experiencing that. We also have the Cathedral Jazz Festival in St. John's Park, July 19th, 20th, and the 21st. So keep those things on your calendar. Up next, we have Norman Sylvester Band. The Norman Sylvester Band popping on around 4:30. They are on stage now. Looks like they are ready to go. So I'm looking forward to hearing what they have coming up next. Stay tuned in.
Yeah. Put your hands together. Y'all having a good time and good in the hood? Make some noise. Y'all having a good time and good in the hood? Make some noise. All right. If y'all ready for the next act, say yeah. If y'all ready for the next act, say yeah. Coming to the stage, he really doesn't need any introduction. He's a Portland legend. I want everybody to put their hands together for Mr. Norman Sylvester. Thank you.
Tell me where does it end?
I'm going to send that out to everybody from the neighborhood. How many folks from the neighborhood right here? All right, I'm going to send it out to anybody and everybody that remember Cleo's, y'all. Anybody remember Cleo's? What about Joe's Place, the mushball games? Y'all got it? Here we go. Fred's Place, y'all. The Elks Club. Geneva's. Lose High Ground. The Royal Esquire, Tropicana, Niecy's and Gabby's, Milton and Oscar's, baked potatoes and steak for two. Neighborhood folks, put your hands in there. Like it just don't care. I don't see all the neighborhood folks. Push them up one time. Let me see you. Be proud of it. You from this hood, y'all. A man with pep just trying to stand me down. And when I looked at you, you looked at Ladies and gentlemen, give it up for LaRonda Steele up in here, y'all.
My song. Very superstitious, yeah. Good in the hood is only way.
Miss Tall International, y'all, right here. This is her last week as Miss Tall International, y'all. That's Miss Tall Corlin right there, y'all. Give it up for him right here. Yes, indeed. Ladies and gentlemen, this is a Norman Sylvester original song off of my CD, A Family Affair. I'm going to send it out to this 2020 election year coming up. If you believe there should be a change in the world today, put your hands right here. If you believe that we need better health care, if you believe we need better house, if you believe we need better public schools, put your hands in there like you just don't care. And wave them from side to side. It's redemption time
for every woman and man.
It's redemption time.
We must all take a stand.
Public education is starting to fade. The classrooms are overcrowded. The teachers underpaid. Listen to the children. Can't you hear them cry? They need knowledge and wisdom if they're going to survive.
Oh, young women having babies, too young for motherhood. Senior citizens are prisoners.
We'll be right back.
nation. Politicians get in line. Families get tougher. You know we're running out of time. We've got to save the children, no matter what the cost. Let's stop the procrastinating, and y'all. Oh, our future will be lost.
Violence in our school.
To make the world a safer place, everywhere we turn, there's danger in our face. Shopping malls and schools, in our churches and on our streets. Hatred, violence, and bigotry. Let's all pray for peace. Let's all pray for peace. Let's all pray for peace. It's redemption time. Norman Sylvester original, thank you. This is another original song off of the Blue Stains on My Hand CD. It's an old phrase they use in my home state of Louisiana. I was born in Bonita, Louisiana in 1945. That makes me 73 years old. We just got back from 14 days down in Louisiana. I was down there eating all the food I could find, visiting my family home and all the history, so I had a wonderful time. Got a chance to play B.B. King's Club in New Orleans twice, y'all. So, yes, indeed. I represented Portland down there, y'all. Yes, indeed. Here's a little song for the ladies in the house. Can I have all the ladies in the house put their hands up in there? This song is called Fine as Frog Hair. Fine as Frog Hair. So can I get me some ladies up here to give me a little Fine as Frog Hair strut with their hands on the hips like this? That she is right there. Down in Bonita, Louisiana, I used to hang out on the porch of that old country store with all them old Louisiana gentlemen watching all them pretty Louisiana girls walk down that dusty country road with their hands on the hip like this. Oh yeah, right there. And every once in a while, one of them old fellas would say, "Ooh wee, that girl is fine as frog hair." Now I didn't know what fine as frog hair meant. So I asked one of them one day, "Sir, what do you mean when you say that woman is fine as frog hair?" He said, "Son, have you ever seen hair on a frog?" I said, "No, sir." He said, "If you can't see it, it's got to be some pretty fine stuff." Y'all say that with me. It's got to be some pretty fine stuff. In the beer garden over there. It's got to be some pretty fine stuff. Way in the back there. It's got to be some pretty fine stuff. So if you're sitting next to your significant other right now, I want you to turn to him and say, "Baby, you fine as frog hair." Yes, indeed. All they were saying was this right here. She's fine. So fine. She's
you know, the women are fine from head to toe. Born on the bayou in a shotgun house, the best kept secrets in the South. They are fine as froggy. She had a whole lot of junk in her trunk. She was pretty in the face and thin at the waist. She made my blood pressure jump. Oh, that woman was fine as frog hair.
Fine as frog hair.
She was fine as frog hair.
Fine as frog hair.
Frog hair's so fine. It just can't be.
Here, y'all. For the video folks out there, we got Brian Foxworth. Give it up for Brian Foxworth on vocal. He's gonna tell you what to do with your last $2, Mr. Johnny Taylor, y'all. Come on. Anybody ever heard of Johnny Taylor? All right, we're in the right place then.
Put your hand together for Norman Sylvester, y'all. Make some noise. Met her at the casino, wishing lost all the money, yeah. She said, don't you feel sorry, baby, you don't have to feel so, honey. If you like to do a lady a favor, do what I want you to do. Give me some blues. She said I wouldn't be here. If my man been doing me right, I can't be the time to catch him. He been stepping out of me every night.
Feature LaRonda Steele on this next song, a Ruthie Foster song. But we got Lauren out there. You want to come sing background on this with Mom? Y'all give it up for the one and only Lauren Steele. Just graduated from SMU, y'all. We're proud of it right here from Portland, Oregon. You're LaRonda's daughter.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Bachelor's in Fine Arts. My goodness. Yes. So grateful. So grateful. We're going to dedicate this song to the beautiful memory of Janice Marie Scroggins and Miss Linda Hornbuckle. Yes. Yes.